to raise prices, didn't you?
That's right.
And he told you he's going to raise them approximately half, and that's about what he did, wasn't it?
Well, he didn't do quite that, but he did, he raised some and lowered others.
And that's, well, that's what he told you he's going to do, in effect. So, I don't think that we have, we have anything to apologize for, and I think that what is dangerous here is, I know if they feel like they told you they do feel, and I'm not surprised that they feel that way. You know, you can observe how I feel about it, because I don't think that they got any right to just start a name-calling contest. That's what they've done in their releases today on that thing, and I want them to just stop looking, listen, and if they don't want to do it, well, then we just have to see who hold on.
Let us get in your hands the actual text of this material, because I agree with Jack that I think the press, with their usual zeal, have tried to magnify, although the stuff isn't good, and you won't like it, and I don't like it, and reading it, nonetheless, I think that you ought to have that in front of you, and we've got it here, and we'll trot it over there.
That'll be good, and much obliged to you for talking to them. And I think that if they ask you the results of your conversations, I think that we have got no program at this stage.
Right.
They would be willing to adopt, and I don't see much to be gained. I spent all last year talking to them and briefing them and explaining to them these things, and they don't want us to have inflation, but they don't want us to do anything about it either. That's the net of it, if it applies to them.
Well,
if it doesn't apply to them, it's all right.
Well, Mr. President, I left with Joe Califano.
What I resent is that we have done nothing to labor. We spent more time with labor than we have with them. And labor, in an instance or two, has just been as arrogant towards us as U.S. Steel was. But in a good many other instances, labor has gone along and lived within the guidelines, and the federal employee is a good example of it.
I
told him last year I'd veto this damn bill if it came to me.
Well, we went into that in great detail with them, and I must say it had quite an impression. And they said, well, then these facts about the steps that have been taken in getting the story to labor, and I told them in complete detail about the employee wage bill, the government employee wage bill. We also cited the steel negotiations, and one of them said yes, he was aware of the fact that there was as much concern on your part and on the part of the administration with the steel unions as it was with steel management.
And the railroad workers and the auto workers. Ruther didn't pay a damn bit of attention to us.
Right.
But it wasn't because I didn't call him down here a couple of times and plead with him to stay within the guidelines. And he kept arguing me he was within the guidelines, but Gardner Ackley said he wasn't.
But, Mr. President, these fellows both, I think, indicated that their membership is not aware of these facts about what has been done on the labor side, and that while they can talk it privately to their members, they are a little reluctant to plead your case through their own channels.
Yeah, I think that's right. I don't expect them to. I don't expect them to. All I expect them to do is just quit saying, well, you don't ever do anything to labor, you just do it to business. And I've tried to treat both even-handed and try to get both of them to voluntarily live within a pattern that would avoid our having to handle these things on an individual basis or have to ask for legislation. Well, anyway, we'll get our State of the Union out of the way, and I guess that the aluminum thing has excited them, and they're the easiest excited people in the world, and I'm afraid that our hopes and desires to be cooperative with them and work with them come to an end, because I'm not gonna meet with them and kiss up to them when they're denouncing me on the ticker. I'm just not gonna do it. And we just
let them row their row, and we'll row ours. Much obliged to you for talking to them.
All right, sir. Well, you'll have that memorandum on this whole problem, and it includes some specific suggestions, which I think you'll want to review in the light of this conversation.
That'll be good. Thank you.
Roger.
Thank you.